Third pack of Kedushin, first Mishnah. A person sent a messenger to be Mekadesh, a woman, to the Meshalech, to the one who sent him. At the end, he said, Ariad Mekadesh is Li. And he gave his own money. And the Shliach gave his mother, and it was Mekadesh to himself. Mekadesh, she's Mekadesh to the second one. He's considered a Rasha because somebody already decided on a certain woman, chaps it away as improper behavior. There's similar ideas in sales also, that if a person already made an agreement to buy a property but didn't make the actual transaction, and then somebody else comes in and convinces the one who's selling to sell to him, that's also considered a rush, even though the kinyan did not yet take effect, but it was already about to be fulfilled. He already gave her the money of the Kedushin with an agreement that will take effect only 30 days' time. So, under normal conditions, it will take effect in 30 days' time. If someone married her within the 30 days, Kedush is a shame, because his Kedushin took effect immediately before the first Kedushin took effect. Even though the money was transferred, it was only transferred on the condition that will take effect later. And since another condition took effect earlier, the early one takes effect. The second one was a Kohen, so his wife, who was till now a Bas Yisrael, could start in Tshuma. But if he said, if the first one said that I want to take effect from now till after 30 days, that's a strange lashon, which is a little bit ambiguous. Mitzadach, it sounds like it's taking place now, Mitzadach, he's saying after 30 days. So, it's a suffix kedushin, right? Because we have a suffix what the first guy meant. Did he mean that he wants it to take effect right now? That the kedushin will take effect now. If I change my mind within 30 days, then I can change my mind. It's a condition. And maybe if he didn't change his mind, she's mekadeshes to the first one. What do we say when he said, he changed his mind? And you want the condition to take effect later, in which case, if someone else would be Mekadesh in between, the second condition would take effect. So therefore, Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, Bas Yisrael, Kohen Yisrael, lo yitarech al Truma. Whether the marriage is between a Bas Yisrael and a Kohen, she can't eat Truma because it's a suffix who she's married to this Kohen, if the second guy was a Kohen. And the other way around, if it's a Bas Kohen and the second guy was Yisrael, it's also a suffix if she's married to him. And therefore, on the side that she's married to him, she cannot eat truma. Because as long as the Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, she cannot eat truma. And therefore, here, since it's a suffix, she cannot eat truma.